Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's not just Friday, it's Follow-Up Friday, where we dig deeper into some things that came up briefly during the week. Of course, one thing from the Ahmadinejad appearance at Columbia was that we learned he's not just a Holocaust denier, but a homosexuality denier.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country.
Did he know it was going to be a laugh line? But for those of you who had any doubt, we have proof right here that there is homosexuality in Iran, like in the United States. My next guest is a gay Iranian now living in Canada, where he got political asylum based on sexual orientation. He is Arsham Parsi, executive director of the Iranian Queer Organization, IRQO, formerly known as the Persian Gay and Lesbian Organization, PGLO. Arsham Parsi, welcome to WNYC. Hello from New York.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Where in Canada are you?
I'm living in Toronto.
Tell us some of your story. How did you wind up in Canada?
I fled Iran in 2005, and because of my activities for queer people in Iran, and I applied for refugee status on the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees in Ankara. When I got my asylum seekers, they sent my cases to Canadian Embassy, and I approved, and I came here as an immigrant.
Does Canada give political asylum to any gay and lesbian person from Iran, or just to people like you who are politically active?
No, because our organization working for Iranian queer refugees, and we are working with UNHCR in Ankara, in Turkey, about 85% of Iranian queers, the United Nations sent them to Canada, and Canada gave them asylum.
What was it like growing up gay, or once you realized you were a young gay person in Iran?
I can tell you it's like, and you can imagine, 24 hours, 7 days, you have to put a mask on your faces because you are a queer people, you are gay or lesbian, but you have to play the heterosexual role in the society, school, work, every place in Iran, and you cannot tell to anybody about your sexual orientation and your preference, and you don't have anybody to talking about these issues, just you have to say anything same to heterosexual people.
Do you think that that's what Ahmadinejad may have meant when he said there is no homosexuality like in the United States? Did you take that to mean no homosexuality, period? Or, like some people I know, did you take that to mean no out homosexuality?
We think that Mr. Ahmadinejad said the strongest statement against homosexual in Iran. And when he said we don't have homosexual in Iran, that means we are not interested to give them any rights, so don't talking about these issues. If he said yes, we have, the next question was, what about their rights? Why is punishment? Do you have any punishment for them? And he just closed the conversation, and we believe this is a strong statement from the president of Iran. And it's interesting because most of the European countries and Western countries decided to deport back Iranian queer people, Iranian queer refugees back to Iran because they told them you are safe in your country. And right now they have to know that they are not safe. The Ahmadinejad said this issue are not existence in Iran, and we don't have this phenomenon in Iran. But Mr. Khatami, the former president of Iran, last year in University of Chicago, they asked some same question about the homosexual punishment, and he said, yes, we have some punishment for homosexual in Iran, and right now Ahmadinejad denied this.
He said, Khatami had said what, that we have some permission for homosexuality?
No, Did somebody ask, do you have any punishment for homosexual?
And oh, punishment.
Yes, we have some punishment.
Oh, and he acknowledged that, code. Yeah. We have a few minutes for a few phone calls from any Iranian Americans who happen to be listening right now to join Arsham Parsi, executive director of the Iranian Queer Organization, now living with political asylum in Toronto. We did just a few minutes, but I'm curious, for any other Iranians or Iranian Americans listening, how did you take that line by Ahmadinejad with your cultural context, that there are no homosexuals like in the United States? Was there meaning in that word like? 212-433-WNYC 433-9692. Arsham, did you ever hear him say that before?
Pardon me?
Did you ever hear Ahmadinejad say that before?
No. This is the first time that President of Iran is talking about homosexuals.
I'm curious, how did the whole spectacle of Ahmadinejad at Columbia look to you from Toronto?
We think that they know about homosexual movement in Iran, and this is a reaction, but he doesn't like to talk about these issues, and we have some hate messages from the leader of Iran and other political men in Iran about homosexuality. And
But beyond that, I'm actually asking you now, beyond the homosexuality comment, were you following the whole media circus surrounding his visit and whether he should be allowed to speak and whether the president of Colombia was too tough on him? Did you watch all that?
Yes, I watched all that. Because we believe the freedom of speech, and he has right to speaking about his ideas, but we have right to speaking against this and just deny this. I watched all of the speech in the University of Columbia, and that's not too bad, but that's not everything right, because he doesn't answer about the women rights in Iran, and he said the woman has perfect rights in Iran, but we can see every day some pictures about the discrimination against women in Iran and many stories about the women, and the woman doesn't have any rights in Iran. But he denied the woman rights in Iran. But good for women that he didn't tell we don't have women in Iran.
Deny. That's funny. Deny. Mohammed in Wachung, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mohammed.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, love your show. My question is that, too. One is that, does the translation of Queer Iranian Association, does it make sense in Farsi? And from your guests, I'd like to know how much of this is cultural rather than political.
I'm not sure I understand the question exactly, but Arsham, do you? How much of this is cultural rather than political?
We have some cultural problem too, but it's better than political, because the people can talk with you, can talk to people about these issues, and They after a couple of minutes, they can understand who the homosexuals are or what is the queer people are. But I think this question about the translation of the queer into Farsi.
Yes.
And, we say in Farsi, the garbage, that means to translate the queer word.
So what is it? Does it translate exactly into Farsi?
Yeah, to translate into Farsi, the garbage.
Uh-huh. And he told our screener it translates as an insult. I mean, the old use of the word queer was an insult in English, too.
Yes, we used it.
Nina, on the Upper East Side, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. I was just, I've been talking about this with a lot of my colleagues who've been, you know, questioning me about the homosexuality comment. And what I've been telling them is, if you were to ask this question to a very conservative Jewish rabbi, or if you were to ask this of a conservative Christian minister, they would give you an equally ignorant response, I believe. This is a man who represents a very conservative interpretation of Islam, and I think it was expected. I think people in the audience wasted an opportunity to ask him a serious question about journalists, about political activists. Of course, if they ask him about homosexuals, he's going to give an ignorant answer.
Right. Nina, do you speak Farsi?
I do.
So how did you understand the word like in that phrase? No homosexuals like in the United States.
I didn't hear the original word that was.
When Ahmadinejad Judd said there are no homosexuals like in the United States, some people took that to mean no homosexuals, and some people took that to mean, well, we don't really have people being out in Iran.
I took it as we don't have homosexuals out in Iran. Nobody admits to it in Iran.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. Reza in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Reza.
Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
In Iran, they treat transsexuals different from homosexuals. The transsexuals, they have more rights than homosexuals. I want to know Parsi's comment about this.
Yes, in operation for the sex change in Iran is legal, but we cannot say that we have the transsexual in Iran has rights, because the government and the state said you cannot be transgender, you have to operate, become man or woman, and it's not their rights. But I should tell anything about your previous call, and Ahmadinejad used Ham James Bond, that exactly that means sodomized, not homosexual.
Hmm.
But I think it's about the interpreter, and he said we don't have homosexuals in your country. But somebody sent us an email that, yes, that's true. We don't have homosexuals in the United States.
That is so interesting. So you're saying the actual word that he used would translate as we don't have sodomites in our country.
Yes, exactly. Ham James Boss is different of homosexuals.
What's the word for homosexuals? What's the word for homosexuals?
Hamdensgara.
Which is different than what you said
a
minute ago.
That means the sexual orientation is they have attracted to same sex, but Hamdensbaz is usually used for sodomize, and it's actually the negative word in Iran.
So do you think that the translator was just being kind of polite to him by cleaning it up?
Yes, maybe the interpreter said Ham James Bond and he repeat, because usually they don't use the positive means, and they're using the negative means of this word.
So here in the United States, as you know, even the word homosexual is now seen somewhat negatively, and people, that is, in the community, and people prefer gay or lesbian. Are there any equivalents to that in Farsi?
Yes, that's exactly, because when they use the Hamjens Garod, it is a negative, or our new translation of queer, that means the Garbosh, they are positive, and everybody does adopt these new words.
Last thing, do you think that Ahmadinejad's statement about no homosexuality will wind up changing anything in Iran for better or worse because it's gotten so much attention?
I think it's just become something worse, because the Iranian regime are good, because we received many emails, the many Iranian people send their letter that we are existing in Iran, and maybe they are going to find out about them and arrest them because they're speaking out against the president.
Arsham Parsi, executive director of the Iranian Queer Organization, IRQO, living now in political asylum, or under political asylum, in Toronto. He got political asylum because of his gay activism leaving Iran in 2005. And you do exist. So there is homosexuality in Iran. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, more follow-up Friday. We'll follow up on something Barack Obama said on the show this week that was pretty revealing. Stay with us.